Well, with the Christmas holiday ahead, that means holiday gatherings in homes all across our region, or maybe you're visiting someone else's home for the Christmas holiday, and we want everybody to be safe. So much like our conversation back on the Thanksgiving holiday, we're joined this morning by Michael McLear, the president of Escape Fire and Safety Services, to bring us some thoughts about fire safety during this Christmas holiday. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Doing well. Always a pleasure to chat with you, and a very important topic indeed. You know, we've been reporting during this Christmas season that more and more people are opting for live trees in their home and ditching the artificial trees. Now, if you haven't had a live tree in your home for a few years, you may need a reminder or two about caring for those live trees, because that's very important.
It is. It is. And we report, or U.S. fire departments report, you know, a number of the structure fires that happen this time of year are because of Christmas trees that have dried out. Half of them are caused by electrical problems. And the other problem is placing the tree too close to a heat source. So if you purchased your tree around Thanksgiving, make sure that you're still watering it daily, and make sure that the needles aren't falling out early. If the needles are falling out, that's a sign of dryness. That's a sign of getting rid of that tree. Numbers of YouTube videos out there on how quickly a Christmas tree can catch fire. It takes just a matter of seconds before that tree is on fire and then the entire room is on fire. Also making sure that when we're using lighting, it's certified to Underwriters Laboratory, FM Global, one of the national testing laboratories that are out there. There's many of them, but you want to be careful when you're buying them either on the internet or at some of the stores that may not have UL approved or approved lighting. And also make sure that the wiring isn't cracked, especially if you've been using the lighting for quite some time. Don't block exits, and make sure, again, we keep those trees at least 3 feet away from any heat sources. And the other thing we have to be careful about with young children and also pets, those trees can tip over the taller that they are. So making sure they're secure, they're in a good sturdy base. I know when I was growing up, we had an artificial tree, but my mom and dad still made sure that they tied it to the wall so that it didn't tip over. That certainly is something. And never use real candles on a tree. We still have that happening, Ken, even in the 21st century.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about that. And candles, my goodness, what a danger they can be at this time of year, or any time of year for that matter.
Absolutely. So if we are using candles, December's the peak month for home candle fires. Make sure we give it a 1 foot circle of safety, clear from anything that can catch fire. A lot of times if we have the candles that are on the dining room table, there could be a tablecloth. Certainly if that candle tips over because of curious pets, cats, tails especially, can knock over the candle, or young curious hands. We always want to make sure when we leave the room, we put out the candle, we blow out the candle, and especially when we go to bed. Same thing with our holiday lighting. Make sure we unplug the tree, turn it off, make sure all of that holiday lighting is turned off before we go to bed or before we leave the home. A safer choice would be use the flameless candles. They look and smell like real candles. They have the same ambiance, but making sure, again, the best fire is the fire that doesn't occur.
Michael McLear with us from Escape Fire and Safety Services on WKZO this morning. And Christmas, of course, comes at a time when winter is taking hold and getting kind of cold out there. And inside the homes, many people opt for space heaters to try to help keep everybody extra warm, and they can be a danger too.
Absolutely. So half of home heating fires occur during this month, December, and then on into January and February, our coldest months. Make sure, again, just like the holiday trees, the Christmas trees, we keep the space heaters away from anything that can catch fire, at least 3 feet away from a heat source. And also we need to make sure that we're plugging those into a wall outlet, directly into the outlet, not using extension cords, and certainly not using power strips. And that even is true with our holiday lighting. We have to be careful we don't overload extension cords or holiday strips, because that can be a big fire risk. A fire hazard is there, and we don't want to plug any of those high wattage appliances into the power strip. Some people have told me, well, but it has a circuit breaker. Mm. It doesn't handle the power load like plugging it into the direct wall outlet. So that's a safer choice. When you leave the room, when you leave the home, make sure that you're turning that space heater off, even when we're going to bed. I know a lot of the newer ones now have timers. I don't like to rely on the automation, I like to make sure that I know that space heater is off, and making sure, again, it has a tip-over safety device, so that if for some reason that space heater is tipped over by a child or a pet, it's not going to come in contact with something that's going to catch fire. If people are having problems paying their bills this time of year, they can always reach out to the local utility or even call 211, because there's many different winter protection plans available to avoid shutoffs. And most importantly, never, ever use the oven or the stove as that primary heating source. They were not designed for that.
Very simple yet very important safety tips for the Christmas holiday. Escape Fire Safety's Michael McLear with us on WKZO to provide this information and more available at escapeinc.org. Michael, thank you so much. Very important things to talk about this morning, and we appreciate your time, and hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You as well, Ken. Take care.